Okay, so we're going to start with our weekly planning this week. I'm going to get comfortable here. And what I want to do is I want to talk about last weekend when we did our weekly planning, one of the things that I was telling you guys was that I made sure that when I was planning that I looked at my week and I had decided that I was not going to drink during the week because I have these training runs and these other things. Okay, so now that the lights are fixed, I had been talking about, so I looked at my training schedule. So if you don't know, I'm training for a half marathon. I have not done one in a long time. I am training for half marathons take me a long time. Like today, I had an hour and 45 minute run. A lot of people run a half marathon in 2 hours to 2:15, 2.5. I only got 7 of the 13 done. So just so you guys know, like I'm like you guys, like I know that sometimes it's easy to think because I've lost my weight and stuff, I must be so much fitter. I must be all the things. It's not that I'm not fit. It's not that I'm all the things. It's just that I have literally been running the same way since like when I first started running, I was, you know, like 240 something pounds. I have the same gait. I have the same steps. Like it's just, the only thing that's really significantly changed over the years for me with my running is like it used to kill me when I would run. And now like my heart rate stays low, but my legs still take a pounding. So like today I was running, my legs are taking a pounding. I'm sitting there and I literally had to tell myself 1,000 times, quit thinking about how hard this is. And I was thinking of you guys, because I think a lot of times we, like when we have food urges and stuff, when we're in the middle of a food urge, all we're doing is obsessing about it being hard. We're obsessing about how long it's taking. We're obsessing that like, well, the second that I got through this one, another one just started. And we get like so much of that is just like mental energy that's expended and wasted. And so like, as I was running, I just kept saying, quit thinking about it being hard. You're going to finish. Like you're going to finish consumed with it being hard, or you're going to finish and like try to take your mind somewhere else. Think about something different, or just be like, it's okay if it's hard, but we're going to keep going. Like it was such a different conversation. So I've been like really listening to my bullshit chatter that I'm having while I'm doing this stuff as a way to try to start tying it back to the bullshit chatter that we have around our food. And so anyway, that was interesting to me. So this week, when I planned last week, I saw all these big runs coming up and like, I was like, oh my God, what has this guy got me doing? I have this like coach. I did not have a workout last week that was under an hour. Like they were all like, I literally, my day off was a 2 hour walk. I was like, what the fuck is this? And like his like cheery ass note was, you know, let's keep building fitness by having an easy day. And I was like, a 2 hour walk is not an easy day. Like my brain was not managed. So anyway, I do all my things and I knew that if that's going to be important, then having wine at night is going to be, have to be one of those things that is not important. Like I may want it, I may all the things, but it has to be something that's not important. So I did not plan to have wine last week on any night. And I'll be the first one to tell you, one night when the coaches were here, if they would have stayed, I would have had wine. I was ready to just be like, I'll do a recovery worksheet. Like I was all in. It was a long day. It was all the things. Then on Thursday, I really wanted to have wine. And I tried to convince Chris to go. Well, Chris did not want to go to dinner. And I was trying to convince him why Thursday was such a better day to go than Friday. And in my mind, I had rationalized this. I had decided this was a great idea. It was all the things. And so Chris was like, I just don't know. He was like, let's just go tomorrow night. And I said, well, they're going to be busier tomorrow night. And so anyway, I argued with it. And then I caught myself and I just finally said, you know what? If I am having to argue to break my plan, I probably should just stick to the plan. So it was a coming home moment for me. So we did not. So we went out on Friday. I did my drinking on Friday because I knew that I was just walking on Saturday. I stuck to my plans. But the reason why I tell you guys all of this is because I think that a lot of you have this idea that I make plans and I just do them and there's no drama and it's easy for me because I've lost my weight and wham, wham, wham. It is not easy for me. It's like, it is the same as it is for you. I still have thoughts. I still want to do things. And just because I've lost, and this is for all the maintenance girls and the girls who are closing in on losing some of that weight. This is for all of you, but specifically for you girls. Shit does not change much when you lose your weight. It just doesn't. Guys, you're going to have to like your lifestyle. That is why I work so hard on teaching you how to lose weight in a way that it's still easy to choose that lifestyle after you've lost your weight. Because you know what I don't have? I don't have a goal of losing weight this week to motivate me. I don't have all of that stuff that we use throughout the weight loss process, like people noticing that you've lost weight. I don't have, like, nobody gives a shit if Corinne weighs 2 pounds less. Corinne hardly gives a shit anymore. Because I've been maintaining between 150 and about 160 pounds now for 14 fucking years. That's my 10-pound range, which in the no BS that's coming out at the end of December, everybody will have the new maintenance program where I talk to you about that 10-pound range, how to set it, and do all the things. So just so you know. But it's like essentially I've just been in this range. It's not exciting anymore. I don't have that as a motivating factor. It just is what it is. And so you have to like what you do. You have to learn to like your lifestyle. You have to learn to also be okay with sometimes it's still not being fun and all that kind of stuff and still making your choices. That's why it's so important that we don't white knuckle our way down to our weight. Because once you get there, you are not going to want to keep white knuckling while you have no other carrots. The only carrot in maintenance is neutral. It feels so good to lose your weight. It does. But it also, the newness wears off with it like everything else. And if you all you think about is that when you lose your weight, you're just going to be in elation land all the time, you won't. Not if you're losing it for life. I'm not in elation with myself all the time. It just is. This is just who I am now. And that's why it's important. So like when you're planning, you're not planning so that everything can be easy and exciting and motivating and fun. You're planning so that you can do your life and you know you've put like, this is what will work for me. So that while I'm doing life, this part is done with my best intentions, with having my own back, with like, I can look forward to some of this stuff. And I think that's really important when we talk about our weekly plans. You know, a lot of you ask, like, why do we do a weekly plan if we're doing a 24-hour plan? I think one of the most important things is the weekly plan makes you kind of rise above the daily bullshit, and kind of look at the week overall and how you want to show up for yourself, where the pitfalls might be, where your plan might need to be like a little different on Wednesday than it is on Monday. But guys, if you're highly motivated on Mondays, make that the day that you do eat very differently. Maybe that is the all salad day. Maybe that's the day that it's like, it's all fruits, veggies, like no processed foods. But I know by Wednesdays or Thursdays, I like to have other things. So that's the day that I plan for those. And I plan for them responsibly. And you start, that is what makes it very powerful when you are planning. Like, I know me, like, the first part of the week, I am really busy first part of my weeks. Like, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I am on the go all the time. I don't need to plan much food because I'm not even going to have time to eat much food. It's just a matter of the timing. Thursdays and Fridays, my days are more casual. If I'm going to go and have coffee and get a frou-frou or do anything like that, I know that those are the days that I'm probably going to be planning it. If I'm going to be, you know, like this next week, I don't have as hard of workouts. If I want to have wine an extra night this week, this is a great week to do it. So what I'm trying to teach you guys as you lose weight So I want you to first and foremost, like when you're making your weekly plans and stuff, I want you always thinking about what is the big picture for me. The big picture is I am planning my food and stuff to fit into my life. And this is the kind of life that I want to have. And how can I make all of this so easy for myself? How can I practice compassion? What are the days I'm up for the challenge? What are the days that I'm not up for the challenge? What are the days where I really need that compassionate plan, that understanding plan? What days of the week do I need to overplan food? Because I typically overeat on those days. So this week, I'll just overplan food. And then when it's time to have it, it's conscious. And I'll decide on purpose, am I going to eat when I'm not hungry versus just sitting there and eating because I gave up again on a Thursday. We have to break those habits. All right. Does anybody have any questions before we jump into coaching? Oh my gosh. I have got, I don't know what it is, but this sweater, every time I wear it, it has little fuzzies and they fly around. And then one always, always, always gets into my damn eyes. Okay. We don't have any Q&A, so we're going to jump into coaching. Let me restart the